Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting second. The second baseman, Otis Brannan. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Mannion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Kaufman. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dick Kaufman. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting third. The first baseman, Phil Tote. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Doug Tate. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Billy Rogel. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting eighth. The catcher, Fred Hoffman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Ruffing. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Red Ruffing. And now, play ball. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Flagstead. McNeely reaches second base with a double. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McNeely moves to third. One out. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a line drive towards short. Kress reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Meyer moves to second. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flagstead who is chasing the ball. Blue reaches third base with a triple. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blue scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. O'Rourke moves to second. Two outs. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Tate moves to second. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber bunts towards third. O'Rourke fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tate moves to third. Rogel moves to second. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Mannion for a passed ball. Tate scores. Rogel moves to third. Gerber moves to second. It's Browns, 1, Red Sox, 1. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rogel tags and scores. Gerber tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0-for-1 in the game. Flagstead takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 0-for-1 in the game. Brannan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Brannan reaches second base with a double. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-1 in the game. Mainisch hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brannan tags and moves to third. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. Schult hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-1 in the game. Tote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams bunts in front of the plate. Mannion fields it and throws to first for the out. Tote moves to second. One out. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tote moves to third. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a line drive into left field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Blue bunts towards the mound. Ruffing picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Ruffing. Blue moves to second. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blue scores. It's Browns, 2, Red Sox, 2. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0-for-1 in the game. Mannion hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. O'Rourke moves to third. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaufman strikes out. There goes O'Rourke. He's safe. There goes Mannion. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. It's 3-2, Browns. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gerber strikes out. One out. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ruffing hits a line drive into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Brannan hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Ruffing scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brannan for the out. One out. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Manish hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Manish for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-2 in the game. Schult hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Flagstead hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Flagstead. The throw from Mannion and he is out, Brannan applying the tag. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tote hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tate. Kress reaches second base with a double. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Blue bunts towards the mound. Ruffing fields it and throws to first for the out. Kress moves to third. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kress tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Browns. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mannion hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaufman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rogel takes first base on ball 4. Tate moves to second. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Brannan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brannan moves to second. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-3 in the game. Schult hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Williams pinch hits for Fred Hoffman. Denny Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Rawlings pinch hits for Red Ruffing. Red Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings takes first base on ball 4. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Flagstead hits a fly ball into left field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Rawlings moves to second. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tote hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Heving now catching. Herb Bradley now pitching. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Blue hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Blue moves to second. Two outs. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mannion hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bradley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Tate hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rogel hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Schult, who is chasing the ball. Rogel reaches third base with a triple. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gerber hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mannion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0-for-3 in the game. Kaufman strikes out. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Brannan hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving hits a line drive into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Berry pinch hits for Herb Bradley. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Rothrock pinch runs for Charlie Berry. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.